This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
98.9 FM for the best country, as promised. We have the Traditional Country Album of the Year and Heritage Song of the Year winner, Luke O'Shea, on the phone. How are you?
Very good, Tari. How are you, Josh?
What's going on, man?
It's the way. Oh, just living the dream.
Clearly. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it was, nice. Better than the alternative, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, very much so. You well deserve to. Now, your speech was just as incredible, and so was your performance. What goes into preparing for the awards?
Oh, just making sure you don't forget the words, really, because it's been so long since you've actually got to play, you know. It's been a crazy old year where we're all really pretty dusty because there's a line that started in the diary from about March last year through to, well, it's still going, really, so it's a strange old time. But, you know, it's a story, you know, Happy Australia Day was a story that was very important for Kev and I to tell to people and to try and share, and the fact that it connected to such a level that we got to play it on the big stage and share its message and the new perspective of our ancient history and shared history together, you know, it was a real, you know, humbling a moment. And, you know, and the fact that it really did connect with people is deeply satisfying as a songwriter as well.
What did this one, where did this one come from, I guess? It's such a serious song that shines a light on such a serious topic. And I guess what brought that up for you?
Well, I'm a school teacher as well as a touring musician, and I'm very aware of just how little is taught about our pre-European history and also our shared history. And the shared history perspective that we do teach in the school, and very briefly so, is just pretty one-sided. And it's only through education that we can learn. And and I have to teach what I got to learn the most as well. So it was something that I had to research and learn about really nine really significant Indigenous Australians. And as a bit of a class exercise, I got everyone to kind of research these things and present their findings back. And through doing that, we all gained a very valuable new perspective of our shared history. And by gaining that new shared, you know, that new perspective, we probably gained a better understanding of our past and also gave us a more comprehensive understanding of why we're at where we're currently at. And a lot of that's quite divided, sadly. And hopefully that will inform them and to help them make better decisions for things that might unite us in the future. And that was the purpose behind the song. And, you know, and we didn't want to align ourselves with any political party or any social movement. Or we just wanted to present the facts and let people make their own minds up once they've got all that at their, you know, disposal.
I think that that's really important. I think a lot of people have different ideas of why January 26th is typically Australia Day, and many people don't actually know why they celebrate
it
as Australia Day.
There's so much confusion about it, and with the confusion comes, you know, suspicion that you're trying to fool people. And it's just, you know, it's understanding that January 26th is when the First Fleet, you know, raised the flag in Sydney Cove. And no matter where you want to put it, it's, you know, the start of what was known as the Black Wars, or it was the start of an invasion. And, like, I don't like saying that as a, you know, an Irish ancestry kind of person. It's hard to say and it's hard to own, but it's the truth. And, you know, I don't know of any other country in the world that would want to try and celebrate the start of a war as a unified day with the people that copped the blunt end of the stick. Mm. So I'm not here to, you know, bang anyone over the head with anything or my own beliefs. I'm just trying to present the facts and say, well, this is the scenario. We've got to probably find a day which is, you know, a cause for celebration for both sides of things, where we come together and, you know, rejoice just how well we're trying to get on and move forward together as a nation of people.
What are your thoughts on the education system around January 26th? Is it lacking in the education system, or do you think that it's ignorance that people don't want to change their mind?
Well, from my own perspective, I'm a school teacher and I had to research these people that I mentioned in the song. And I'm a little bit ashamed by that because, but, you know, it's just the way things were. And until we are aware of that, then, you know, and there's a lot of great people out there trying to change that, and that's bit by bit. So we can't be too down on ourselves, and we can't be, beating ourselves up about it. We just go, okay, I didn't know who these people were, and that's a very interesting new perspective on our shared history, and I can understand now probably why we shouldn't be celebrating this day as much as we do and talking it up. You know, there's both bad things that happen on both sides of the fence, you know, and that's why I say that line in the songs, you know. We are better than our worst, but respect for each other has to start somewhere, and, you know, and let the truth fill the space in between us. We've just got to just own it. And once we own it and recognise that it happened, then we can move forward. But at this stage, from the highest level of our government through down, it's just this sort of denial. It's, okay, well, we've said sorry, let's just get on with it. But you just go, it's more than that. It's significant, and it's something that I want to see change, because I do love this country, and I want to learn more about how to look after it. And that no better teachers than, you know, the world's oldest living culture. And there's so much wisdom there to be imparted, and I feel like I've missed out because I just wasn't taught so much about it, and I want that to change.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a listen to Happy Australia Day in a second. I really encourage all our listeners to really pay attention to the lyrics. But this is coming from our CEO. He came down before and asked me to pass this on. On behalf of an Indigenous organisation, we admire your courage and the discussion you created through your truth-telling. And we really mean that. Thank you for coming out and stepping out and from a non-Indigenous perspective as well, and just presenting the facts, no emotion, just...
Yeah, thank you. That means so much to me. And, you know, 98.9 have been the greatest support of me and my music, regardless of my message. They were just always behind me, and I'm forever grateful to you, Mob. And, you know, we're one. I don't understand the division, and I want it to change. And let's move forward together as a solid nation of Australians.
Yes, absolutely. Well, would you like to introduce it? I think for the first time as Heritage Song of the Year, take it away.
Well, g'day folks, this is Luke O'Shea, and this is a song I wrote with a proud Kamilaroi man and the walking benchmark, Mr. Kevin Bennett. It's called Happy Australia Day, and if you get the time, just look up the names that we mentioned in this song and just learn their story and just how remarkable they were, and just hopefully that lends you to... learning a bit more about our shared history, and paints a picture for you so that we can make more informed decisions to make a more unified Australia together. And, yeah, here we go, ladies and gents.
Cowboys versus Indians, white men versus savages is what I was shouting on TV. I knew more about the world wars, the Zulu and the Navajo, than I did of my own history. Yes, but as you begin to uncover the sin, you can feel your heart drowning in shame. It all starts with a lie we no longer deny. So Pemaway, are you still fighting? When denied, your song we shall sing. For all your senseless suffering, Shaganetti didn't mean anything. For every chain that has bound you, for every child stolen away, where the river still runs from the same poisoned well, Happy Australia Day. Australia
placing blame in the fear. And what we must learn first, we are better than our worst. And respect for each other starts here. So why celebrate this great nation on a day that insults and divides? For regardless of clan, will we all love this land? Find a way where we stand unified. Charlie Perkins, I'll stand beside you. Uncle Jimmy, your song I shall sing. And for all your selfless suffering, Mum Shaw,